the Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Matthew Guy.
Slava Ukraini!
Героям слава!
I'm here today not as a Liberal Party politician, not as a politician, but as an Australian of Ukrainian heritage that has never been so proud. It's never been so proud to have blue and yellow blood flow through my veins. In the car on the way here, my mum said, I'm coming with you today. She's born in a displaced persons camp after the war. Her brother born east in Kharkiv. And she said, I'm coming here today for your Nana and Dida, for all the people there at the Dnipro Demilka, for all those people who came to Australia from Ukraine to found a new life, for my cousins in Kharkiv, for their nieces and nephews, for their children. That's why she's here. That's why we're all here, to stand up for Ukraine when it needs it the most. And there are a lot of people here, not just Ukrainian Australians. People with a background from Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and our friends in Polsha. And of course, our friends in Russia. And there are plenty. Bolshoi Spasiba, thank you for being here. Because we don't fight with people from Russia, we want peace with people from Russia. And most importantly, I see here Australian flags. Because this is Australia, and as Australians, we're all one. We come here together to fight against aggression. A European dictatorship taking over a democratically elected European government. But they won't succeed because Ukrainians are not crazy, but they're not cowards either.
Amen.
And when I spoke to two of my family in Kharkiv yesterday, south, Novobotalaha, one said to me, he'd be shocked if I told him I was telling an audience in Australia this. We're holding on. It's fine. But we're on our own land and we will win. Slava Ukraini. Another one said to me, she said, we do not give up. We're proud of our soldiers. We're proud of our army. We're going to stay at home. Our things are packed in case the siren's on. But our people are strong and our will is never to give up. That is the Ukrainian spirit. And I say this as on Australian-Ukrainian heritage. We will not give up. Remember this, Vladimir Putin. You can come in. You can fight us in Kiev. You can fight people in Odessa. You can fight them in Mariupol. You can fight them across the country. But they will not give up. And as a diaspora, nor will we. Ukrainians in Australia, Ukrainians at home, appreciate very much what the world offers in support. But sanctions will not stop this man. Anti-tank weapons will. Surface-to-air missiles will. Medical supplies will. And that's what we need to defeat the 21st century most lethal dictator. I'll say one thing. I'm not here as a politician, but I'll say this. We, as Ukrainian Australians, as Australians who value democracy, all of us, appreciate any support from any government. Appreciate immensely the support from Australian government. But I just offer one piece of advice. To the Russian ambassador. He should be given a one-way ticket back to Moscow to get out of this country. And with that, on the back of his ticket can be written, Slava Ukraini! This will be happy.
Thank you, man. Matthew.